Disney is working to exit its part in Fusion. That's the joint news venture between Disney and Univision, targeting a millennial audience on both cable TV and online. David Folkenflik is NPR's media correspondent. He's with us now to talk about this. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what do we know about why Disney wants to back out?
Well, I think Disney has looked at how this has evolved over the last couple of years. The audiences that had been hoped for, particularly for the cable channel, have not materialized. The audience is building for their growing and somewhat intense social media efforts, but it's not where they hoped. And Disney's betting a lot of money on Vice, on betting hundreds of million dollars on that, even as they're concerned about the drop-off in revenues and profits from what has been long their financial powerhouse, ESPN. So you take that stew together, and Disney said, you know, we made an interesting play over here as part of our ABC News wing, and maybe we need to redirect our focus.
We spoke with Fusion CEO Isaac Lee on the day that it launched just over 2 years ago. Here's what he said about his plans for the news outlet.
We want to reach young millennials that consume media in a completely different way. We are going to do current events, news, pop culture, satire in a way that they can see the transparency. Everything that we're going to do, it's going to have the adequate dose of humor.
David, does this spell the end for Fusion if they don't have the backing of Disney?
Well, right now, folks at Univision, the other parent owner of Fusion, as well as folks at Disney, won't comment on the record. I talked to one well-placed executive who's been involved in Fusion very much, who said that Univision very much intends to keep it going. You know, they saw this initially as an effort to reach English-speaking Latinos, sort of the younger Latino generations and cohort, and quickly pivoted pretty much on day of launch as they realized that they might have more success drawing more people if they could do a millennial appeal, but with a Latin flavor. Hmm. The question is how much money, how much investment Univision wants to keep going, and also what they lose with the distribution muscle of a place like Disney that could say, hey, if you really want ESPN, if you really want our other channels, you're going to have to include Fusion as part of the fold to the cable providers through which millions of Americans get their channels and their entertainment even today.
David, before we let you go, one more big story that I know you've been following in Las Vegas. The newspaper
right there,
the Las Vegas Review-Journal, has been bought by casino owner and a big Republican financial backer, Sheldon Adelson. Now the editor has stepped down.
Right. He announced to a stunned newsroom last night that he'd be accepting a buyout he'd not been expecting to take. They retweaked the eligibility so he could get it. And this is after his reporters had not only revealed the mystery of who the new owners were, that the Adelson family had done this, but also ways in which the publisher retained from old ownership had intervened repeatedly in news coverage to advance the Adelsons' interests and to protect them somewhat. So his reporters had proved their journalistic mettle under him, but the new owners, the Adelsons, didn't really want him to continue. They bought him out, and he said they deserve a new editor they can work with.
David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent on two big stories in the media today. The editor of the Las Vegas Review-Journal leaving that paper after it was bought by Sheldon Adelson, and of course what we've been talking about with Disney reportedly backing away from Fusion, the joint venture there. Thanks, David.
You bet.